Log Talk Radio.
Okay, yeah, but that each one teach one, that's, you know, that's not let the little ones fall off is really what it's about. Sharing this life, sharing this game, sharing this, you know, understanding as a man. That's what that is, brother, but I'm glad you said that. But let me get started, and if you want to, call back in. I got to ask you out right now. Real game is priceless. And you know, that the way he responded to that is exactly why I titled it that. Because good game for any kind of man is priceless. You want to know what's more valuable than that, though? Knowing what the fuck to do with the game you got. Knowing the correct way to use it. That's, if not more important, it's just as important. But I think it's more important. You know, young men who have studied with me are doing the one thing they had deemed impossible. They're being themselves. They're doing what they have always thought they could not do, represent the real self. No, they're not copying me, and they ain't letting me tell them how to be no goddamn pimp. They are finally being themselves and are out there in the mix. The regular life, the things that they did not think they could do, they're fucking out there enjoying doing it. And they're failing, or well, not failing, but they're missing sometimes. They don't hit bullseyes every time they talk to people. They just know how to accept shit now. They know what shit means. And they learned all that fucking with me at Sidewalk University. And you got to understand that this semester is already underway. So, I mean, you know, don't come trying to get in this semester, but next semester you got time for. These guys that deal with me are out there in the same fucking streets that you say are horrible, like you do. We can't talk to find no real bro. Everybody is this, everybody is that. Man, I keep telling you guys, man, it's only because of how you think. And you make yourself think that shit. I'm having an attack. I'm having, it's like every 3-4 minutes, my fucking shit. But what I'm saying is they go out there and they realize going out there is getting them more game. Because before, when they went out, they had no fucking game. So everything went over their head. Now, when they go out, they have a little game. So they can, depending on how long they've been talking with me, they can go out and see shit that they couldn't see before. And as they see this shit that they couldn't see before, they remember how many times it has happened in their life before. But this time, not only did they notice it, they analyzed it. Because we don't do one thing. We're not surface motherfuckers. We critically think about shit. You know, there is way more to it than what you're thinking. That's just the way I think. That's the way I think you should think. I can only tell you how to drive. You know, I can only teach you what to do as far as that goes. You will still have to get in the car and navigate the roads. It's the same with, you know, game of life. It's the same shit. It's the same. Someone, me, can only just tell you how things are. Tell you how things should be. But you have to go out there and do it. This is why Sidewalk University is so dope. Because that's what we do. All of the things you need to do that you're scared to do that you wouldn't do on your own, even if you paid $17,850 for the goddamn course, you would only half-ass learn it because it would be asking you, instructing you to do these things. You cannot tell pimp niggas that I fucked with, H.D. the Great, Boss Hogg, or Clinton, or Young Ramsey, or Squares that I fucked with, Brooklyn Shine, Rashetti Jones, Al Franklin. Now, I can name a gang of motherfuckers who are very fucking successful from fucking with me. Pimps and Squares. I'm saying I've blessed a lot of people with real usable game. It does not qualify them to go out in the street and live a street life. It just qualifies them to see and observe their life through the lenses of a motherfucker with some game. And they'll be able to maneuver just as easily. They're just going to know the outcomes. They're going to predict the outcomes because life is predictable. If you know what the fuck you're doing, you can predict what's going to happen. Once again, I'm letting you know I dedicate my shows to men. I don't dedicate my shows to pimps. I dedicate my shit to men. And I said several times that I'm dealing with all men who want to do it correctly. I know I do it correctly. And I'm not accepting nothing less. Otherwise, there's one thing in my life I did that really I'm not as proud of it as the rest of my deeds that I always brag on. And this, when I tell you about it, damn near the biggest thing that I really did. But what I'm saying is I was part of what ultimately was the undoing of the game as we know it. It wasn't not any of our intentions, nor was it the producer's intentions. But American Pimp is directly responsible for the influx of so many unqualified motherfuckers trying to get in the game. I mean, you could go back to the Mac. It was about paying, it was about getting money, woo, woo, woo. But there was no influx of undesirable people trying to enter the game. The Mac did spur, you know, those that was inclined to be spurred. It did spur them. But I'm talking about the average Joe Blow. He remained the average Joe Blow. He just liked the movie. Excuse me. But that was because Goldie had ups and downs and all the other dangers of the pimp game. And all that was represented. American Pimp showed success. That's all it showed. It showed motherfuckers being successful. Dre went to jail, but the fucking movie made it kind of look like not fun, but, you know, it ain't no big deal. Because Dre never lost his character. Because his character is truly him. So he's going to be Dre in jail or free. So it just looked like it wasn't shit. To him, it wasn't. Well, to him, it probably was. But to him, it wasn't, you know, no life-changing type shit. Might have made him want to be a little bit more sharper, but it didn't change him. I don't think it changed him. But what I'm saying is, don't get me wrong, jail in any manner is a very negative thing. So I'm not saying that you know, that wasn't a negative part. But showing that part, since that motherfucker's hair wasn't fucked up, since he was still smiling, still talking that shit in there, sitting up on his bed or whatever, he made it look doable. And I ain't mad at the nigga, you know, he always do it like that. That's why there's nobody fuck with him. Because he let him up. Yeah, like this. So, what I'm saying is we all shined so brightly in that movie. And none of us spoke of the pitfalls. So it was like inviting every scary-ass motherfucking punk that wanted to have anything to do with trying to be in the streets. And that's a big reason I kicked this game like I do. You know, I was a part of why a lot of motherfuckers think they should be in this game. Oh, boom, you know, do this roller shit. No, motherfucker. It ain't nothing like that. That's after getting in there, making your mark, doing what you gonna keep doing. That's after that. You're in the before that phase. Why would you want to emulate the after? Well, I'm saying, bro, almost a billion people saw that film. Well, almost a billion people rented it. Way more than a billion seen it. I don't know if any of you guys know this, but that film is the only film that's ever been filmed in the history of filming that played for 10 years straight. On the premium channels, you could see American Pimp once it came out on one of those channels for 10 years. First, it was whichever one, HBO. Then it was Showtime and HBO. Then it was like the big three of Cinemax or whoever. And then it became all of those premium channels, you know, showing them at different times for 10 years. 10 fucking years. From 98 to 2009, it played. And it exposed the luxuries I and all who are truly about the game earned. We earned that, and we've just made it look so attractive that fools were allowed in because they could fake it. They seen so much that we showed that they could fake it. But the real culprit was crack cocaine. Because if so many fucking pimps wouldn't have got took out, you know, taken completely out of the game behind crack cocaine, you know, they would still have been on the scene and they would have been able to correct some of the misguided bullshit you guys have been putting down out there. Because for a long time, that's when you guys turned out, you out there with a whole bunch of turnouts. All y'all new to the game in 1 year, 2 years, 4 years in the game. And they know 20-year vets out there. Them niggas they got took out by crack. So all you motherfuckers out there kicking this stupid-ass shit, reinforcing the idiotic way you thinking, and no real motherfucker is lacing, you know, any of you. And the shit got out of whack. And when you think of shit and you don't have the answers in that moment, you got to understand it becomes a concern. And once you realize the concern and you don't utilize your ways to handle it, it becomes a problem. And you got to understand that's how most of you guys deal. If not all of you, that's how you do. You think of shit, and you wait till it becomes a problem before you tackle it. Now, it's not a problem if you was listening to me and realizing that I'm talking about this very shit, even if this is not the topic. I'm telling you that no matter what show it is, no matter what the title is, be ready. And you can only be ready if you pre-plan. And you can only pre-plan if you know what the fuck you're going to do every day. And you can only know what you're going to do every day if you have a mission. Period. Hey, when you heard the motherfucker, you say, man, what's wrong with our man? He on a mission. People say that. Man, what's wrong with Phil? Man, Phil on a mission, man. You know what that means? Phil is a motherfucking junkie. That motherfucking is going every day get his fix. And his mission is to do whatever it takes to get that fix every day. That's his mission. My mission now is to do what I'm doing. Except I don't like all this nobody calling in. But it's cool, I'm getting used to it. Motherfuckers just want to listen. You know, don't nobody have shit to say because the shit you're saying is deep, but I know, you motherfuckers, man, that's some bullshit. But, you know, it's cool. And I remember I said something about fans. And I wonder, did you really pay attention to the statement I made about real sayings from the streets? Because they're just being taken and abused. Just like you see the game. Now, this song, I forget how it goes. And it ain't really a really popular song, I don't think, because evidently, I just heard it, but it said something about pretty is what pretty does. And then he went on to say why this girl he was talking about will always be pretty to him. Pretty is what pretty does is definitely a saying from the streets, but it has nothing to do with looks. It has to do with the quality of woman that you're dealing with. It has to do with keeping your eye on the prize when you have women, not a woman. Otherwise, the most often way that it was used was in a pimp defending the fact that he knows that just because the bitch is fine don't mean she's going to be, you know, a good motherfucking bitch. Hey, 480, what's going on?
Hey, bud. This is Arizona calling. I was listening to something that you were talking about a month ago. You were talking about Trump, I think. And from what I could understand, you were upset that he was playing a whole bunch of people. And so, but the way that you said it, it sounded like this motherfucker ain't got no game, so how the fuck is he playing y'all? And I wanted to know if you were saying he does or if he doesn't.
Well, man, listen and understand this. You know, Trump have, like anybody, like an electrician, like a fucking carpenter, like a hurdler, you know, like anybody that knows what they do and they're going to generate some money with it, you can say they have game. But that is when you technically break it down. And when you're using it in language, no one is being technical. They're being general. And the only thing that they're referring to is street knowledge. But they're not admitting that they don't have no street knowledge, so they ain't got no game. But they want to say, just because they use the word, well, Trump is manipulating shit and he getting his money. Yeah. He getting his money, and he getting motherfuckers to give it to him. But it ain't game. He's lying and doing whatever the fuck else he's doing. Game, you ain't a liar. The motherfucker know what you doing. You know that you tell them, bitch, you gonna give me some money. How? Selling your pussy, motherfucker. I'm saying that ain't no motherfucking lie. But I'm still taking that chance. That motherfucker doing all he doing, speaking of Trump, and he lying to people, and he have made a lot of money lying to people. But look at his reputation and shit. And he didn't have to pay, get all that shit back. And in the end, when they get his ass in court, which is what none of you motherfuckers know because you ain't from the streets, it could take 10 years for him to get that motherfucker in court. But when he get there, his ass is going to jail. And they stripping him from anything he got in his presidency. Watch and see. He just happened to be a motherfucker with money. So he can play around, put it off, file this, file that. But at one point, that shit is going to be over. And since the goddamn Democrats is pushing the shit the way they are, instead of somebody filing something, and then he put it off, and it's going to take a year and a half before the next thing happens. That ain't what's happening now. They filed whatever, and he put it off. And whatever he put it off, shit, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, something else coming at his ass. That's pushing that timeline up. And eventually, he's going to run out of moves, and he's going to have to come to court. Just like eventually he had to show his taxes. See, people don't know that. The feds do not move on you unless they got you. Period. The police do that stupid shit. The feds move when they got you. And they don't care how long it takes to prove it. Just watch what my words. Mark, everything that has happened to Trump so far, me and my brothers would be arguing about this shit. And I say, man, you watch. Every motherfucker that fucked with Trump is going to end up in some legal bullshit and tell me that ain't what's happening. I said that shit 5 years ago. And what I also said, go ahead.
One thing I'm hearing from you is that he ain't got it because he ain't being real. And I don't hear people say that. I don't ever hear anyone say that about.
Bro, you don't hear that because they don't have no game. That's what game is. Hey, a motherfucker really believe in what they doing. And they ain't going to tell no lie. They sharper than that. They're not going to do some dishonest bullshit. The whole movie making is dishonest. So, this is like oxymoron. But I'm saying, motherfucker ain't going to tell you no lie. If I tell this whole potential a whole bunch of bullshit to get her with me, at one point I'm going to have to get her on the track. And at that point is the point she fuck around and break and tell on me because I didn't lie to her. You don't take those chances. You don't do that. That's why these motherfuckers ain't got no game. And they can't explain to you the way I'm trying to explain this shit. They can say whatever they want to say. But let me tell you, a truck driver, as long as he's driving a truck, he got some game. Trucker's game. But he ain't got real game. He can't take what he know about driving a truck and go skiing. Not the same principles. That's what game is. When you do what you do with game, it's specifically on the income tip for what you're doing. But this same game, all you got to do is look at whatever's going on in your life and this interaction with this motherfucker, that motherfucker. You use the same game to talk to them. You just ain't playing. You're not playing them. But you use the same game. You represent yourself the same way because you never know when you're going to run into them in a game environment. And they gonna have to remember you this way, so whatever can work. That's just how it go. You gotta be this way all the time, so that whenever somebody meets you down the road, they're going to remember you from how you are, but they're going to also accept that this is how you are, whatever that might be. 815, what's up, man? This is a good call, brother. Stay on, 480.
Well, Bud, I'm calling to give you some pushback based on what you just stated, if you allow me to. So based on what you previously said in your episodes about what game is, you know, being you have to basically put it on the line, you know, when it's doing whatever you're doing.
Stop. Listen, man, this is what I'm talking about. You fucking guys are so slow. Yes, you got to put it on the line, risk going to jail. You got to
right.
Listen, man, please, just listen. Everything I just said about Trump and truck drivers and whatever the fuck examples I use, that's what I was saying. They not risking shit. They're doing what they do. Yeah, they got game about driving a truck, but they can't go nowhere else and do nothing to get no money. That's what they do for money. Now, if I got to say, put your left foot. Hold up, man. All you guys that's on here, please, hold on. If I got to say, put your left foot in front of your right foot and then put pressure on your left foot and then raise your right foot and bring it up in front of your left foot, that's telling you how to walk. You trying to tell me I can't kick it without saying all the fucking words and you guys can't get it? Because what you doing is picking some little hair so you can say what the fuck you want to say, but I covered that. You just didn't get it. Listen, you didn't get it because you ain't got no game. I said Trump is lying. A trucker or whoever, whatever they do that for money, but they can't go nowhere else. A motherfucker with game can take the basic principles from what he do and go play anywhere in another game. Cause
but
that
if you allow
that game, in each thing he play in, he risking going to jail. Now, go ahead on and say whatever you've been trying to say.
Yeah, if you allow me to finish, I wasn't referring to Trump. But
I just told you. Don't give me that bullshit. I just said, go on and finish. Oh, if you will allow me to finish. Finish, you punk.
I was just saying, because what you just said, well, you already know what you just said, but I was going to ask, my question is, would you consider scammers and con artists to have game because they don't tell the truth?
Certain scammers. I mean, them motherfuckers, them Africans that call you and tell you to invest this or whatever the fuck, that shit. I mean, I guess.
But they're not telling the truth, though.
Hey, goddamn, man. Well, you already know, man, so why the fuck are you on the phone talking to a nigga?
Huh? No, I'm just saying, that's
no,
why I
man,
say I was offering pushback from what you just
like,
stated, because
you
said if they're not truthful, then that's not game.
You know what pushback means? Or are you just using a term?
I'm challenging your argument is what pushback
hey, hold
is.
Hold on. I just asked you if you know, and you said what it is, challenging. So what I'm saying is, there ain't no way in the world you're going to challenge me and I don't let you know how full of shit you are. I know what pushback means. And when you said it from Jump Street, I want to push back. I'm already, you know, ready for you, man. You talking some weak-ass punk shit because you want what you think to be right. So think it. It is right. Take your ass out and get your ass slapped. Open your mouth saying that punk shit. I can take my ass out wherever I go and say what the fuck I'm saying now. I ain't like you. I don't have to change. You have to put on different masks and shit. Motherfucker, you can't fuck with me. Because I know what the fuck I'm saying. You just didn't get it. That represents your slow, not me. Because I didn't know I had to say,
Trump ain't risking going to jail because he's scamming motherfuckers. I didn't know I had to say that. I thought you knew. If that motherfucker ain't risking, that's what I was saying. How the fuck he got game? It's too much missing. But I forgot I had a list of shit, and I didn't list it for your weak ass. So, you know, you didn't know what I was talking about. Do you understand now, bro?
Again, I'd never mentioned Trump, but okay, I understand your point.
You just said you want to push back on the shit I said about. Well, maybe you didn't. But maybe you didn't, because I know I just said something about Trump. You said you want to push back on what I just said.
Right. About the lying to, about the lying part. That's the only thing I had. That's why I asked, would you consider a con man and or scammer?
Try to understand that you're just beating a dead horse. You just said whatever about lying, and I've covered that. Trump's a fucking liar. That's why I said it out of my mouth. That's why he ain't got no fucking game. And then, dude, you weak, man. And then you go through this shit. Listen, you go through this shit all the time. And I know you do. I can tell a motherfucker that get caught up in some bullshit he's saying, and then he want to sound like he's such a proper motherfucker, and he want to use words and shit. Fool, you talking to an educated motherfucking nigga. Now, I ain't no dumb motherfucker. I got a 4.0 in my master's program, bro. I'm a very well-rounded thinking motherfucker, and you can't use no goddamn scholastic words on me to throw me off, because I know what I covered when I was talking about damn Trump, and when I was talking about truck drivers, when I was talking about lying to have game. No, motherfuckers have principles. You know I said that. But you want to ask the fucking question like you don't know. You just don't want to agree, or you didn't get it. We got principles. I ain't gonna lie to no bitch to get her to do something for me. Period, man. Why? Because I'm sharp enough to tell this bitch a whole bunch of other shit that's gonna make this bitch fuck that bullshit I didn't tell her and wanna fuck with me anyway. That's game. That's game, fool. Did you know that?
I'm still learning.
I didn't ask you what you was learning.
I didn't know it, and I learned something new.
Hey, I didn't ask you what you was learning. The question was, did you know that? The answer is yes or no.
No.
So what I'm saying is I did. So I'm already 1,300 steps ahead of you.
No one's denying that. That's why I'm calling your show.
Hey, bro, you're not denying it. But you keep opening your mouth saying the same foul-ass bullshit in a different way. As if you got more points to make. You should say, you know what? You didn't explain it to me, and that shit ain't no game. But no, you want to keep talking, and I'm not a nigga to run away. I'm going to smash your bitch ass. Come on, because you a fly. You a fly to me, and I got my fly swatter. I'm going to smash you, and once you get smashed, you won't call in with this bullshit again. Now, let's go,
well,
you motherfucker.
Okay. Well, the title is Game is Priceless. So how can game, if they say game is to be sold, not told, how can game be priceless?
Hey, wait. Oh, whoever talking, stop talking. Because let me tell you, I've always told you guys, your answer is in your question, but stupid motherfuckers never see it. You just said, I said, game is priceless, and then you said something about game is to be sold and not told, so how can it be priceless? What I'm saying is this, did you say game can be sold for $14.99, or did you say game can be sold for $14,000? Or did you say game could be sold for whatever amount of money? Or did you leave it open because it's priceless You can't put a price on it, you punk motherfucker.
Maybe I'm wrong. I just had a different understanding.
You a bitch. I just showed you was wrong, and you can't admit it.
Like I said, I'm still learning.
you still ain't admitted it.
I'm listening.
Listening my ass? You should be saying something.
Now you answered it because I asked my question.
No,
you answered it thoroughly.
No, that's what I'm talking about. So everybody that's listening, this is what I'm talking about motherfuckers lying to themselves. Motherfucker will say anything, make any type of way what they're saying is not, what they're doing is not, you know, any kind of way. And then if I don't press you, you're going to walk off thinking that goddamn stupid shit you just told yourself. I'm learning. You're learning to get pegged as a sucker. That's what you're learning. Because if you was in the streets saying the goddamn shit you said, somebody would have beat your ass already. Because all you would have had to say if you was in the street, man, you know what? You right. That motherfucking shit, man, nigga need to be out here more. You know, you don't know. You're stupid. And you're going to get killed listening to Steve Dean, listening to any of them motherfuckers with this watered-down bullshit. Motherfuckers listen to what you say. And what you say is going to tell them what to do. And you defending this bullshit, let me know. I can take your bitch. Did you know that?
You're entitled to your opinion.
Oh, you mean a nigga weak as you got a bitch that you really got a hold on, huh?
I learned from you.
You ain't learned shit from me because you don't sound nothing like you learned from me. You sound like you are very opinionated, which I admire, but your opinions are fucked up, which I don't admire. And you don't care that your opinions are fucked up. All you want to do is defend your opinions. So defend them.
No, I stand on logic. I don't go into emotions and this and that. I just follow the logic.
Bro, be logical. Be a robot. I'm putting logic, emotions, I'm putting it all in there with me because I'm not scared. I'm not limiting my motherfucking self, you emotionless punk. That's all you are. Don't fuck with me, man. What you should do is shut up. Everything you say out your mouth, I'm going to show you where you a bitch for saying it. Why? Because I got game like that, nigga. You don't know who you fucking with. Do you?
Apparently not.
Obviously not. That's right. That's the first thing you said right. 925, what's up? 925, what's up? All right, 925, you out. Hey, YouTube, 480 and 815. Let me tell you something, 480. I really like talking to your motherfucking ass, to tell you the truth. 815, I like talking to you. Because you really had a regular Joe problem. 480, I like talking to you because you one of them sound like semi-educated motherfuckers that think you can make common sense. And you just need to understand, fool, common sense ain't that common no more. There's no such thing as common sense. There's a such thing. Do what?
I understand that.
So what I'm saying is, instead of you trying to make shit be common sense, you need to focus on where you really coming from. So the shit come out your mouth represent what you thinking, because you represent what's being said. And what's being said ain't shit to me. Period. I can recognize a real motherfucker because they talk about themselves. and you talking about everything else but your black ass. You see, everything I'm talking about is about me. Hey, this is how, check this out, bro. This is how you can tell you ain't got no game because you can't do what I'm doing. You can't talk shit and be talking about you and be saying what your intentions are and be direct in the conversation. You can't do all that at once. Man, you one of them suckers.
You might be right, Rosebud.
Hey, hold on, bro. Hold on, bro. 202.
How to do it.
202. What's
happening? Chilling, man. It's Jonathan Gentry.
Jonathan Gentry, what's going on?
I'm good, man. I fixed the radio in my car, and I was saying to myself, I said, I heard you, I think it was yesterday, talking about the ride-along. And was still only 1 day? Or 30 days? I thought I heard 30 days. That's why I'm calling for clarity.
Man, you know me and you, man. Hit me.
I bet I'm about to hit you now.
Just hit me, man. You know, we'll, you know, whatever. Hey, tell me what you want to do. Go on my site and see what it is, and then call me and just say what you want to do. And you know we're doing it. You got the student discount, all that, bro. So it's cool.
I bet. All right. Thanks, bud. Later.
All right. But 480 and 815. I enjoy this kind of shit. Hold on a second. I really fucking enjoy it because you make me think. It don't seem like I'm thinking because I talk so fast, but I think like Grease Lightning. So what I'm saying is, you two brothers, hit me on my email, askrosebud@gmail.com, so I can hook you up with the fucking audio book, man. Both parts. Yeah.
I'm already there. I'm on your email right now. It's King Bellamy. This is 480.
Don't tell me your name, motherfucker. These people... You don't know, man. This social media, man. You got to keep some shit secret because there's a thousand motherfuckers going.
That ain't my government.
Huh?
That ain't my government.
No, it ain't your government, but just saying that people could hit me using variations of it, talking about it was you. So all you got to do is add your number, your whole number in the email, and then I know it's you. Same for you, 815. It ain't no big deal. Plus, I got this software that's going to match it. So just put your number in the email, and when I get the email, all I do is look on this software. It shows your number. I delete it, and I just make sure I can send you this shit. That's what I do.
Can do, will do. I appreciate that.
I appreciate it. Yep.
Hey, all right, let me go on with my little conversation I'm trying to have. See, what I'm saying, talking about pretty is or pretty does, a real pretty broad giving you a lot of problems, let's say she's a 10, and she's giving you a lot of problems, she is as ugly as they come. She's like really a 1. And some of you don't allow the true her to be what you judge her on. You just judge her on how pretty she is. No. What I'm saying is you got to understand a big fat bitch who's confident in her femininity, she can pay you like she weighs. If she weighed 320, she could bring you 320 pounds of gold. Whereas this 10 bitch weighed 110, not only if she brought what she was worth, would only bring you 110, she's liable to be bringing 30. See, you don't look at that kind of shit, bro. You look at production. You look at what's right. You look at what's conducive with what you think and where you trying to go. If a woman thought she had a chance to get with a top flight man, back in my day, she would do something to be, you know, to stand out so she can be seen. She let the nigga see she was down, and, you know, when the nigga got it, she accepted, and, you know, there it is. And if you don't give her, or if you don't give them this idolized symbol of a capable man, if you don't give that to them to chase after, she gonna lose interest in showing how valuable she is, except to show off and to be a bitch. All right, 984, what's going on, brother?
What's up, bud? I'm driving right now, so if you hear some wind, that's just the car and shit. But, man, I had to figure this out for myself. You know, it all goes back to your principles. You know, if you ain't got no principles, ain't shit going to work out for you. I don't care what you're trying to do.
You're right. Go ahead.
Know, because your principles are the right way, the way that you are supposed to be doing whatever it is that you're doing. You know, so you gotta have some principles, you know, and I had to figure that out for myself. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, I'm glad you figured it out, because without principles and boundaries, you're just a fish out of water. You know, that otherwise, a fish principles should be to always stay in water, or else he gonna die. You understand what I'm saying? Principles vary. The boundaries as far as this water goes to the edge, you know, to the damn bank. But what I'm saying is principles vary for the individual. That's why whatever you're doing, you have to establish your principles, your boundaries. They may be the same as mine. They may not. But that don't mean yours is wrong. That just means those yours are the ones you better stay within the boundaries and principles. That's some good shit, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
All right. So, see, even though, you know, she done lost interest in showing her wares and shit, she's going to continue to, you know, come to the clubs. You know, she's going to, you know, be at the party. But that's all she's going to do, because she's missing what drives her. And what drives her is the potential to meet and deal with a real man. All she sees today are the motherfuckers playing dress up and not even getting that right. She gets to see firsthand she can see firsthand how little, I mean, how little the so-called men of the day believe in being a real man. You motherfuckers today, you know, you blast all over Facebook and some kind of goddamn social media about your rapping skills, which if you got them, you got them. But every motherfucker cannot possibly be a rapper, but maybe they are. To me, not only do you not care or know that this woman or these women see this shit, they listen to you and they hear you fronting. I'm just saying, you're talking all this little outside your mouth shit, but you asking this real woman to break bread with you. Man, this shit is demoralizing to a woman that's considering actually, you know, fucking with somebody. What is she going to be down for? What is she breaking bread with you for? To feed you? Because when bitches break bread with me, they showing me their generosity. They showing me the quality that I'm getting ready to fuck with. But if the bitch just see you hungry, some nigga who is not even sure enough to go for what he wants, or you're not even sure to know what you want, and you asking this woman to break bread with you.
What makes a woman even want to be down is the men in her life, or the men that's not in her life. Today you have very few women because there's very few men. And I'm telling you, in my day, 2 + 2 always equals 4. And you guys will never be the motherfuckers you idolize because of your lack of faith in the game. You don't believe 2 + 2 = 4. You believe 2 + 2 = whatever somebody say, because that's what you go for, whatever somebody motherfucking say. You don't go for what's established and real, proven over time. You go for this new wave bullshit. And that's because that's how y'all deal these days. Now, I'm not talking about all you guys out there. And I'm sure you know that. But even those of you who I know, you know I ain't talking to you. You should see this, what I am talking about, and get pissed off. You should get pissed off enough like we did and do what we did because we smashed a motherfucker. Come out here pretending you don't fuck up the streets and shit. 256, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening, Rosebud? Hey, I just saw how you mentioned about how there's really no men and women today. And I was curious as to what you think went wrong with that or how that happened.
As far as why there's no stand-up men?
Yeah, like over time, what do you think was the cause of that?
I mean, a lot of stuff, bro. First of all, crack. They didn't just take out players. They took out regular dudes. So, you know, crack took a lot of people, are not just dudes. But what I'm saying, as far as the women being taken out, it don't have the same effect on the public as men being taken out. Because, you know, this is a male-driven society, maybe changing, but at this point, it's a male-driven society. And how to be a man was always passed on from the older dudes to the younger dudes. But in the past 30, 40 years, the older dudes been disappearing because crack been getting them, and they've been going to jail way more than any kind before. Otherwise, regular criminals doing whatever they do, they would be going to jail as they do. And the regular dudes that be working and grown and all that shit, they would be out, and they would be telling, you little young motherfucker, what are you doing up here, man? Get your ass and go to school. You know, all of that shit. That shit, all of that shit is gone. None of that goddamn shit. Man, you can't be up in here unless you know what you're doing. You know, and you telling them this shit, you ain't trying to really scare them, but you are trying to scare them away from this shit because this might not be what you want, fool. This might be something you're excited about. You wanted this goddamn toy. As soon as you got it and fuck with it, you don't play with it no more. It's like that, man. So, if there's a bunch of dudes out, dudes like us, and you on the corner, little boy, and I say, man, get your little ass out of here and take your ass to school. What the fuck you doing up here? Oh, I'm just out here, man. And you run, and then you go down the block. And two blocks down, there's another nigga telling, nigga, what is you doing? Telling this nigga the same thing. He gonna get the message. But they ain't out there like that. Bro, you understand what I'm saying?
I fully agree. I feel like people, the OGs, there's not enough OGs to tell people when they fucking up. Now people just running rampant doing what they want.
Now let me say this. Let me add this. When we slapped a little motherfucker in the head back in the day, we wasn't wondering, is this motherfucker going to turn around and blast us?
Yep. It's crazy now, man.
I'm saying there's a whole bunch of shit going on now, man. So you got to include all that in the mix when you talk about this kind of shit.
You know, nigga ain't thinking about this little boy turning around and blasting me. So I might be out there, and I might see that young motherfucker, but I know about a motherfucker blasting a nigga's shit. You know? The little motherfuckers ain't playing. So you got all that you dealing with, bro. 678, what's going on?
What's going on, Bert?
I kind of
tuned in on your show on YouTube, and then I got distracted. But the last thing I heard you say, you were saying in the beginning, is that you have guys that's going to your school that really realize that, you know, they really believe in themselves and they really believe what they think. And you said they're not trying to act like you, or they ain't trying to be like you. They basically being themselves. And you really helped me realize that I wasn't being myself in a lot of situations. You know, even when it came to a broad I was dealing with, she fronted me out, you know, because, and she was an older woman, by the way, but you really made me realize that I need to sit down and just believe what I think and just be me. Fuck the front.
I appreciate that, bro, but what's your question? You ain't got no question? Don't sound like it.
Nah, I ain't really have no question, man. I'll just, you know, basically expressing, you know, I really appreciate you, you know, what you have brought to my awareness as well, you know.
Hey, bro, let me tell you something about you. Believe it or not, I ain't never met you, but you who the fuck I was doing the shit for. You know, some motherfucker that's going to really get it. You know, I'm not going to be able to tell every person everything about whatever the fuck to make them better, but if you can goddamn hear some shit and apply some of the shit you heard and actually see some fucking results, then that's kudos to you, bro. That ain't kudos to me. That's kudos to you. Because there's thousands of motherfucking different shit you heard and don't get nothing from it but entertainment. You feel me?
I feel you, big dog. All
right, man. Thank you for the compliment, though. I appreciate it. So, you know, pretenders, they fuck the game up. And, you know, it's hard for me to even say the game while I'm talking anymore because of how generalized it means, because it only meant something to people in the game. And when you submit game, look out for you, bro. You know, that's cheering a brother up. Man, stay down, you know. But people say stupid shit and make this stupid shit go with some kind of goddamn fucking saying that they heard a nigga like me say. And you just fuck up everything. But recently, a friend of mine asked me why is it so important for a motherfucker to stay dressed. Well, that question is easily answered. But if you dig deeper and you think critically about, you know, what the question is actually asking, it's really deep. Now, let's take pimps. Pimps are not ordinary thinking men. Pussy excites us, but not as much as looking in the mirror and seeing a grown pimp looking back at your motherfucking ass. I mean, you know, but as often as possible, we like to rub elbows with the elite when we eat. So, for various reasons, you could say he dresses to the T. But there's only one real reason, and you motherfuckers won't get it. You will have to have it broken down and explained until it don't mean shit. But the only reason a motherfucker, if he's a pimp, stay dressed is because he's a pimp to himself. He thinks he's a pimp. And no matter what you think, when you think of a pimp, that nigga is sharp. So how can you think of yourself as a pimp and not be sharp whenever somebody sees? You know, 2 and 2 is 4. If you consider yourself a true pimp,
You want to look the part as well as being perceived as the real deal when people see you. And when they speak, especially when they speak to you. So, you know, we got to, like, think of all of this when we're out. This don't mean you need to be suited and booted every day. Oh, 909, what's going on with you, bro?
Oh, hello, Rosebud?
Yeah, what's happening, man?
Man, you know, I heard you talking a lot about,
least us be assertive, man. Quit sounding like some scary dude.
Wait, okay, so how do you personally handle sexual shit with one of those ugly girls that will keep you straight? Like, you wouldn't want to stick, like, your thing in them. Because, like, you know, they're just really
ugly. Hey, bro. This ain't no goddamn sex show. This ain't talking about sex. I might mention pussy and, you know, shit like that. I might mention fucking or whatever the fuck. But this is not how a show on to tell you how to fuck and what's the best thing to do to
no,
fuck.
No, no.
Well, what the fuck
no,
are you
asking?
No,
that's not what I mean. Just like, just how would you go about handling them with, like, when you're just not attracted to them, but you know they'll keep you straight?
Bro, listen to me. If I'm not attracted to them, ain't no way I'm going to see they can keep me straight. And let's say I'm not attracted to them, but I think she can keep me straight. That's going to make me attracted to her. So I don't get your question. I don't talk to nobody I'm not attracted to. And if I'm not attracted, I don't even try to figure why. If I'm attracted, I don't even try to figure why there either. I just do whatever. Hey, bro, listen to me. You need to come to my school. You'll never understand what I'm saying. It's just going to make you, when you hang up, it's going to make you come up with another question. Because nothing I'm saying is answering what you really need, and that's the confidence to do what you're thinking, do what you're asking about. That's what's missing. That's why you have all these goddamn questions. There is no answer for you, bro, except getting laced. Now, do you want to do that? And if you do, sign up. If you just want to ask questions, every time I hear your voice from now on, I'm going to X you out. Because you ain't serious, man. You already know you got punk
no,
in you.
No, wait.
What?
I mean, all right, yeah, no, I can't lie, I do. Man, no, I already signed up, man. Like, I'm really trying here, man.
You signed up already?
Yeah.
You in my school?
This semester.
Oh, you just started, because this semester just started.
Yeah.
Well, motherfucker, just wait until we, you know, you just got an introduction Friday, man. That was a first. Monday is going to be the beginning of you having to do some shit to grow, man. So relax, man. Why'd you sneak that in? Why you didn't tell me this shit 3 calls ago?
I did, though.
You didn't.
I don't think you heard it. I did. I don't think you heard it then.
Well, okay, I didn't hear it then. What I'm saying, bro, relax. You didn't make the move. It's going to happen once we start. We haven't even started, bro. We started, but not really. You ain't doing shit as far as I didn't ask you to do anything in the group. Just relax because tomorrow you will get assignments and you will start. And let me give you a tip. And you talk to any Manny or AB, you talk to them and ask them. The worst thing you could do is start off bullshitting. You know, whatever the fuck is being asked of you, do it. Because it, whether you know it or not, it's building something in you. It's getting you ready for whatever is going to happen. But if you have asked, do it, you'll be like a lot of the dudes that's coming again this semester because they failed I had a really bad semester because a lot of them failed because they was bullshit. And I'm just giving you a little heads up, all right?
All right, for sure. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Be cool. Hey, see? Like I said, you don't have to be suited and booted every day. If you don't, you know, want to dress, you know, to me, now this is what I think. If you don't want to dress, then you don't want people to see you. And you don't want them to be in awe of what you fucking represent. The biggest thing to a real motherfucker is recognition of his hard work, of becoming real. That's an accomplishment. And people that make that accomplishment want to be recognized. You know, once, let's say, go back with the pimp. Once the motherfucker think he a pimp, he ain't gonna let no motherfucker see him any other fucking way. Period. So today you have very few real pimps. Just as you have very few real men. That's why these men don't dress daily. They don't have any principles that could cut a diamond. Real men have accepted their roles in society and do not, you know, want any motherfuckers fucking the game up. In a real motherfucker's mind, he is acutely aware of the dudes he run into. They gonna try to imitate him. They gonna motherfucking steal the shit he say. They gonna steal how he act. Then he gonna distinguish himself from the pretenders by the way he dress. There, you know, really is a lot to being a real motherfucker that today's youngsters just don't understand. And I'm saying, if I wore an outfit to a function and some other motherfucker had the same thing on, but let's say a different color, man, I'd go home and change. I ain't finna be no Ike and Mike type motherfucker up here. See, you guys all dress alike, you wear fake jewelry, and then you claim you're real. You gotta start with the basics to get real. No matter how many hundreds you Photoshop and post on social media, you're still wearing a t-shirt and some fucking tennis shoes. So you look weak and very unfinished. Imagine a time when of the dudes claiming pimping, they had three or more hoes. Now, imagine you are one of these motherfuckers. You know what I'd say to that? Damn, man, you got a hell of an imagination. Fake ass motherfucker. Man, one of these motherfuckers are ever going to be able to have more than one woman, and you know it. You're going to have more than one woman, you're going to be lying and cheating and get caught. Whatever, we're going to see you on Cheaters. See, we believed in carousing with as many goddamn women as we could. And in my 15 years of being on Blog Talk, the other day I had a first. I told you guys, nothing is better to a veteran motherfucker like me than to get game with youngsters who's eating the shit up. I felt a little pride in me listening to how much sharper you motherfuckers are starting to sound. I mean, I already planted the seeds in, you know, the further, look, I already planted the seeds in the goddamn fertilizer will be many times that we kick. So what I'm saying is I'm going to represent the who, what, when, where, and why of being a motherfucking dude, a real man at all times. And if it's in you, you know, being a man, if it's in you, it's coming out. I can't stress enough how important it is for you to be serious about this great journey you're about to embark on. I mean, you're going to get some fantastic views of life as an alpha male. And you have to do first things first. Do you know why or what made you want to man up? I hope it ain't money. Shit. You can get money a thousand ways. So it surely has to be about more than the motherfucking money. The moolah. I know what made me, you know, want to be a shot caller. I bet Tay know what made him want to be one. And I can't imagine. It definitely has money as a lure. But I didn't have to want to be down and dirty to get money. I was getting money when I turned down. I'm sure you were too. What it was that drove, or what was it that drove you to this lifestyle? You need to know these things. I'm focused on my goals. I'm living a life that many dream. I'm on a mission to go down in history as Filmo Slim will. I'm playing with fire, not getting burnt. And I know I'm only responsible for what I believe. Given those facts, the only thing available for me to do, or for me to keep on pushing, to do is to keep on pushing until I reach the pinnacle of my being. When I'm not stopping until I see some resemblance of what this game was, you know, back in the day. I ain't talking about them shit. I'm talking about men. I'm talking about motherfuckers ain't willing to wear dresses. Motherfuckers ain't putting eyebrow shit on. I mean, back in the day when motherfuckers felt comfortable being in their skin. Motherfuckers ain't thinking about getting their fucking body, whatever they call it, when they get liposuction and all that goddamn shit. You know, I ain't gonna be happy until all these young motherfuckers get the message. The game is precious. And if you are a big part of it, you need to understand the game is precious and it's priceless. You got to take it upon yourself to always be exemplary. And you got to always represent what it is you think makes you qualified. I'm just saying, you know what? I need to do something right there. Okay, that ain't right. But never, and I mean never, make a person guess what it is you are. I mean, think about it. How many gurus have you witnessed come and go on this instant media, I mean social media bullshit? How many radio shows have come and gone proclaiming to be about the real game, real ways to catch? I mean, have you really thought about how much bullshit is on this social media? I'm proud to say you can go back to 2010, actually 2006, when I decided to go hard with my confidence course. And you'll see that I'm still here with the same products. And this is a testament to the fact I ain't no joke in my confidence course. And SWU is real. Both are legit. And I'm proud. I'm proud of the shit. You're witnessing it. You are witnessing it. You can't say you're not. You know I ain't rich from this shit. But several years from now when I'm, you know, doing a thing from the White House, doing a video from the White House talking shit. You'll be able to look back and remember this shit. 806, what's up?
What's up, bud?
Nothing, man. What's going on?
I'm sorry?
No, what's going on?
Oh, I was going to ask you if you could talk on the topic of the power of believing.
Well, wait. The topic of power of believing, I mean, that's a good topic. But what I'm saying is, what specifically are you looking for? Because there's too much to talk about when it's about belief.
Well, I'm saying that when you believe, what effect do you think it has in the world around you? I was wondering, I just wanted to know your opinion on it.
Well, I don't have no, what do you call that shit, karma type explanation, but...
No.
No, listen, when you believe something, or you believe in something, it in rough times, your belief makes it easier to endure. And you have to have a... Otherwise, what makes a motherfucker think they can stand on this balance beam and jump up in the air and flip over and twist around and land on his balance beam? What makes them think that? They believe that they learned how to be a gymnast. They believe in their skill as far as being a gymnast. Now, me and you, if we fucking, you know, not took a class, but learned how they do that shit and stood up on the balance beam, then we ain't really trying to be a gymnast. Ain't no way we go, I mean, we might try it, but ain't no way we really going to be comfortable trying it because we know about too much danger and we don't want to land on our nuts and all that shit. Whereas a motherfucker that, you know, practice that shit and believe in that shit never falls. They always land because they believe they're going to land. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
At least that's the way I'm explaining it. Belief is powerful, man. Okay, listen. You got to understand this is going to be a short version. But my mother, she just was a Christian. She believed in that shit. And she got sick and she went to the doctor and she came home and told us, they said, I got 6 months to live. I got cancer. My mama never smoked, never drank, you know, never did none of this shit. So we all got sad. And mom say, don't none of y'all get sad around here because I don't believe I'm going to be dying in those 6 months. No, ain't no doctor going to tell me when I'm going to die. I know the Lord going to tell me when I die. And when I die, I'm going to be in my bed with all my kids around me. She said this. Then I thought, crazy. Let me tell you something. 6 years later, when they gave her 6 months, and she lived 6 years, and when she got really fucked up, she went and got into bed, and then, you know, we all, man, this is fucked up, man. But anyway, we all came around her, and just like she said, she died with her kids around her, in her house, in her bed. And I believe that she believed that shit so much that it manifested, man.
That it happened.
I believe that, man. I mean, how can somebody make that prediction, man?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, the power of believing.
Hey, so then that's my thing about believing, bro. And you know what? Let me say this. That's the first time I ever got through that story without crying.
Bro, oh, man, I'll tell you.
It ain't no big thing, man. It's beautiful the way my mother lived, man. She made me the way that I am because I believe like she believed.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's going to happen.
And she was real. She was real, so she was somebody who made an impact on lives.
She was
around
real.
Her.
Hey, and that's the
that's
show.
Good, man. I feel that.
Hey, I
feel
appreciate
that.
That
that's,
question,
that's all I wanted to know, man.
Okay, cool.
Right, have a good night, man. Thank you, bro.
Thank you. That was a little personal in the end, but, you know, I don't mind that kind of shit. Because that's how real I am. You know, shit means something to me, man. I don't just be talking. 765, what's up?
Yes, yeah, what's going on, bud? How you doing today, man? I had a question.
I'm doing
question I'd like to ask you.
Come on.
That's good. Yes, one question I would like to ask you, man. You know, I've been tuned in to your radio show for a while, and I really appreciate everything you're doing. And a question I would like to ask you now, like, what plan or what would you consider, you know, a young man that's trying to better his education and change over his life in such situation from street life? And that's one thing that's always called me to your show is seeing them degrees in the back of your
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's motivation. So what steps or plans would you consider a person to start off into, you know, just trying to better his education and get farther? So one thing,
Okay, you asking what is the best way? I can't answer that.
Correct.
I can't answer that because I don't know anything about what you're trying to do. But I do know the best way to do anything is to start. And let me ask you this. Have you started? Don't bullshit me.
Well,
no, you
not
haven't.
Really.
That's right.
Not really.
You haven't.
No,
so,
no.
Hey,
out of bullshit. No, not really.
Listen, this is what I'm saying, and this is what I'll be talking about when I say you guys be lying to yourself. You know you ain't started, but to say, well, you know, that's why you can't believe what you think, because you know you a liar. You need to be at Sidewalk University.
No.
Bro, please.
Not necessarily. I want to say I'm lying because I've been reading books and I've been,
I know, man. But what I'm saying is this. Didn't I say no right away? And you come talking about, well, I already know, bro. So if you want to admit it, fine. If you don't want to admit it, that's up to you, man. But you ain't going to get shit done until you get real. Then you got to understand realness is required. That's why a motherfucker with game will take a chance that means death. And a motherfucker that ain't got no game, a motherfucker that ain't got no goddamn game, gonna sit up and talk shit about what they'll do. So, you know, it's either or. That's where it's at, bro. If you want to be down as far as getting educated and shit, then you need to start. And that means find a school you want to go to, find a way you can attend, and attend. That's my suggestion.
Yes, I appreciate that. Yeah, that's a good suggestion. I appreciate that.
All right,
yeah.
Brother. All right, hey, 202, what's up? This is Jonathan Gentry again. 202. Okay, 202. You know. All right. So, I mean, I'm having a pretty good time right now because all it takes is a path or a path being cleared so that you can see. But sometimes you do need help. You need to wake up and realize all the help you need is right here, and it ain't going no motherfucking where. Because I'm here because I want to. Ain't nobody made any sentence for me to be here. I'm here because I want to. We all know white people feel that, I mean, I know I'm going back, but I can't get over that motherfucking Trayvon Martin getting killed by the Zimmerman dude. And what I'm saying is I know white people want to, you know, act like he was innocent. And, you know, I do think there was a civil suit, but how can you, I don't know, 30 million, 50 million, whatever. I don't know how can you pay for your boy's life or what pays for your child's life. And it's just a proven, admitted fact that he caused the death of that motherfucking Trayvon. And if Zimmerman was black and caused the death in the same manner,
not only would he be guilty, but he would also be hated by the world, like OJ. So, I mean, you know, I don't know how long those Floridians or whoever they are took to do whatever they was doing to Zimmerman or gonna do. I don't know. But I do know there's a lot of Mexicans who hit me defending Zimmerman. And all I got to say to you is miss me with that bullshit. Because there's no fucking way you can tell me if your son was in Trayvon's place, your Mexican-ass son was in Trayvon's place, you would be wanting to shake Zimmerman's hand. There ain't no way you can tell me you wouldn't be screaming bloody murder and racism. Well, maybe not racism because he Mexican too, but it's bloody murder. Shit. I know you motherfucking essays, you know, through Facebook. I respect all of you. Actually, my neighbors left and right, all over across the street, all Mexicans. But I don't bite my tongue, but them or you either. You know, you're full of shit if you defend Zimmerman's ass in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And by the way, if there was a black motherfucker who defended Zimmerman, I would be saying the same shit to them. He got away with murder, and I hate his fucking guts for it. He didn't start all this shit, but he kind of shed the light. And believe it or not, the shit, your responses to me crying, you know, about shit like this, it gives me direction. You know, I had never planned to give up, so I'm not saying that. But I had thought of some of the things you guys mentioned, or you guys do mention. And when I was talking about starting a school, not only did you guys give me encouraging things, shout courage, and, you know, statements, you made me realize if I'm a fish, I may as well fish for the big one. You know, where is it better to fish at, in the ocean or the lake? I'm just saying, it depends on what you're fishing for. If you want action at a giant fish, my bet is the ocean. If you simply looking for relaxing elements of water, my bet is the lake. So what's my point? Where could a fake bitch get more action than she's ever seen in her life in one place? Why, the Facebook ocean of suckers faking the funk. Other than that, well, there is no other than that. Everybody, you need to know, once in a while, I see peer value in being able to get on social media and do different things, read the different expressions of love I begin to lose. And some of you, may not ever get to meet. But you know what? It's kind of like we know one another, and yet, well, at any moment, we might strike up a conversation as if we were sitting across the goddamn table from each other. Still, I want to let you know that I, you know, really appreciate our, I'm being serious right now. I know I talk a lot of shit, but I really do appreciate the love you motherfuckers show me, despite me. You know, I know I make it hard sometimes, but believe me, a brother emailed me last night, and I forgot to talk to him. I had roasted him, you know, calling him out kind of assholes and everything. You know, this was months ago, but the brother said, and I'm telling you, I told him, he said, thanks, Roosevelt, for roasting my ass when we spoke. I needed it, and it really put me straight. I'm on my job now. I never go back to what I was doing again. That kind of shit, man. Come on. That kind of shit make me feel good. I know I make it difficult to love a love-dropping, motherfucking, shit-talking,
ain't gonna be wrong, pimp ass motherfucker like me. But believe it, I'm giving it to you straight licks. I appreciate it. I'm out.